Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think a lot of us believe that Nico is a national superstar already. He played in one game. We've heard so much about him. The national media has heard a lot about him. But is he more of a regional story than a national story? After talking to some people in the media, and that's what we tend to do over the weekend, is just gab and gossip. I think he's more of a regional story. I think that a lot of people think Tennessee could have a pretty good quarterback, and he's going to sort of make his debut, even though he played against Iowa in the Citrus Bowl. But let's wait and see what this guy's got. I don't think most people nationally think of Nico as this guy is going to be a star, the way they would look at, I don't know, an Arch Manning. And there's a list that supports my theory from CBS Sports. We're not going to spend a lot of time going over lists because you could make a summer out of that. We're going to bring you more unique content. But we did want to address this. Why would Nico Ia-Maliava not be on this list, Caleb Calhoun?
So Andrew Ivins of CBS Sports had a list on 10 highly ranked college football recruits quickly meeting the hype. And it's based around, and to be fair, it's based around practice reports and things like that. I get that. So wide receivers for Jeremiah Smith and Cam Coleman are on the list. Florida quarterback DJ Lagway is on the list. Clemson linebacker Sammy Brown, Alabama cornerback Xavier Brown, Nebraska quarterback Dylan Raiola, North Carolina wide receiver Jordan Shipp, Miami tight end Elijah Lofton, Michigan State wide receiver Nick Marsh, and Texas quarterback Arch Manning are on this list.
Okay, there are about four dudes on that list you just noted off that I'm not familiar with, and I cover football for a living. So that's not a good sign to start with.
No, this is completely forgetting about Nico Ia-Maliava, because I get you go off practice reports in the spring, and Arch Manning lit it up in the spring, but you know, if you're going to do a freshman, like highly touted recruits already making an impact, in-game action should matter a lot, particularly more than spring practice, where Davis, you and I know coaches try to make certain freshmen look good in spring practice because they're trying to get them out there. And Nico Ia-Maliava, unlike Arch Manning, actually has started a game. And everybody who saw Nico play that day was super impressed, us included. So I just find it absolutely insane that Nico Ia-Maliava would be left off this list. And I started to think, how could he not be that hyped up? He's already started a game. He's a five-star commitment. He's at the center of an NIL lawsuit that's going to take down the NCAA. I mean, with all of that, you would think he'd be a huge news story across the board. And I feel like he's just forgotten about, oftentimes at the expense of Arch Manning, and maybe the Manning name has something to do with that, but you would think that wouldn't keep Nico Ia-Maliava totally off a list like this. And so now I'm starting to think, maybe are we insular, Dave? Is just covering Tennessee, being around being within that network, making us think that Nico Ia-Maliava is getting more national hype than he actually is?
I think Josh Heupel's partly to blame for this because of his limited practice access. I'm not knocking him. That's the way he does his business. That, to me, is like saying paint that wall blue or yellow. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. We're going to do our jobs no matter how he does his. So if that's what he thinks is best for the program, then do that. By the way, take a second and hit the smash and like button. However, you used to hear stories coming out of spring practice when the entire things were open that, oh, at freshman Casey Clawson, he could be excellent, has great zip on his pass. He made an incredible slant route completion to blah, blah, Dante Stallworth, whoever the case. You don't get those stories out of spring camp. I'm not knocking the writer who did this. It makes me wonder how you even possibly base any sort of rating on these guys that have just shown up at Tennessee. And there are a lot of other schools that are run like Tennessee. I don't know how you come up with this list, but I'll answer your question. I think Nico is a little bit more regional than maybe we realize because we deal with it on a daily basis.
That's so crazy to think about. I mean, a guy like Nico Iamaliava is, I mean, there's so many reasons for him to be a highly touted quarterback that everybody's in love with. Everybody's in love with Heupel's offense. I get what you're saying about Heupel maybe keeping things close to the vest and not promoting things a lot, but he's just 2 years from, we're less than 2 years removed from Hendon Hooker being a Heisman finalist until he got hurt. And so I see something like that, and I think, you see that, you see Nico Iamaliava's hype, the fact that he took down the NCAA, and you think, why is he not on this list? The only other explanation I can give, Dave, is, and this is kind of funny to say, maybe national media doesn't understand Joe Milton's limitations. So they think Heupel's offense is a little more gimmicky than they realize because it struggled last year, because they thought Joe Milton was just another Hendon Hooker.
So the thinking is this offense has been figured out.
Yes. And I will tell you, I will actually give you a factoid on that. I've thrown him under the bus before because I've accused him of being in the tank for certain agencies that have NFL draft prospects. And that's why he props them up. And I'm talking about Mel Kiper, where last year he said when he was analyzing Hendon Hooker's draft stock, he said the red flag on Hendon Hooker is that Joe Milton stepped in for Hendon Hooker and looked just as good when they played in the Orange Bowl. Now, you and I know that's not true. If you actually watch the flow of the game, even in that Orange Bowl, Joe Milton didn't look anything like what Hendon Hooker looked like during the season. Well,
and I also know that people on the team were absolutely stunned he played as well as he did. I know that for a fact. That they felt like that was his very best game. So we asked the question on our poll question on our YouTube page, why is Nico not getting more pub from the national media? They hate the Vols. Just an oversight. Everyone wants to talk about Arch. It doesn't help that a Manning is in the SEC now when you have a superstar young quarterback. A lot of superstar young quarterbacks are probably going to be overshadowed by a guy named Arch Manning, wouldn't you think that would be the case? Caleb, brought to you by Don Self at State Farm. Customer service still matters. For 40 years, they have built their reputation on taking care of their customers. When it's time to pay that claim out, it gets done. We all want great prices, and that's part of what Don Self does. Customer service is what really stands out. DonSelf.net, right below DonSelf.net, or 423-396-2126, 423-396-2126. A lot of guys are going to get overlooked because of Arch and the fact that he's at Texas. It's not like he's at Mississippi State. I mean, that's a pretty big, easy story to hang a part of your column on, if I can say it a nice way.
I think the Manning name actually now works against a lot of people. So I'm not going, I mean, I get it. I don't mind Arch being on the list. I think it's more Nico being off the list because I think the Manning name a lot of times works against people now. I mean, there's anonymous scouts saying Arch Manning's not an NFL draft pick. That's stupid. He's an NFL draft caliber pick. Okay. So they won't go on record saying it. But people are saying that. I just know, and you know this, this started back with Peyton Manning at Tennessee in 94. There was a contingency, and I've actually read old articles about it, Dave. You've talked about how it was 60-40 Manning Stewart. The Stewart people, many of them genuinely thought Fulmer only went with Manning because of his name, not because he was the better quarterback. And which, looking back, is like, no, he went with him because he was the better quarterback. And no coach is going to.
And the Manning name wasn't the Manning name then. I mean, it was
just they had one quarterback from.
It was Archie. Yeah,
exactly. And I remember I was old enough to this point. I was young, but I was old enough to remember when Eli committed to Ole Miss. And I lived in Memphis, remember, guys, and that's very much in the Ole Miss market. There was a lot of negative talk about Eli. There was a lot of talk that he was only there because of his name. And up until about it wasn't until about halfway through the 2002 season where people started to get high on Eli as a quarterback. There was a lot of negative talk around him. Didn't help that he had that public intoxication arrest in 99 and things like that. But, you know, okay, fresh. When a lot of freshmen have that, no one says anything. When a freshman Manning does it, all of a sudden he's a spoiled brat. You know what I mean? That's what everybody was saying about him, which was totally unfair. So I think in many ways, the Manning name works against you. So I don't, I actually think Arch having Manning by his last name hurts him. So I wouldn't go with that.
Okay. How much does Nico get hurt by the fact that Josh Heupel is a, let's keep everything quiet coach? I mean, some coaches have open practices, fewer and fewer, but Josh Heupel wants to keep everything quiet. That's how he is. Should he open things up at all to create superstars, to create a potential Heisman run, or should he stay quiet? Caleb asked you that, brought to you by Rick Terry Jewelry Design. They want to be your jeweler looking for affordable game day jewelry. They've got the Fire Opals, a Tennessee tradition, rickterryjewelry.com. RickTerryJewelry.com. You think Josh Heupel just likes it like this, that he keeps everything on the DL? And if you really know how good Nico is going to be, then it's because he's probably told you, or you've been paying close attention to other sources at Tennessee football practice, but you're not getting it via a soundbite that said, my gosh, this Nico guy's unbelievable. That's not Heupel's style. You're not getting it by saying, look at that Nico guy. He threw like 8 incredibly perfect passes in a row. Let's write about that. You're just not getting any pub. Is this to be expected? I think it is to be expected. Our poll question is this. Why is Nico not getting more pub from national media? They hate the Vols 25%, just an oversight 12%. Everyone wants to talk about Arch 62%. Caleb, what say you?
Wow. Wow. Tennessee fans complaining about the Manning name being an impact. That's actually something I never thought I'd see, honestly. So I think that I don't think it's a Manning name. I think it's either an oversight or I think there's some hatred for Tennessee. And I can't believe I'm saying that because I usually don't call out, you know, I don't like to. I'm the most unbiased, like almost anti-Tennessee person among people who covers Tennessee. But I think the way Tennessee fans have really embarrassed and humiliated journalists who haven't done their job in certain moments. I think a lot of national media has resentment to Tennessee. I think dating back to the Greg Schiano moment, I think there was a genuine disdain for many people with Tennessee over that because I'll just say what it is. A lot of reporters thought they were going to get good access with Greg Schiano, and Tennessee fans cost them their chance to have good access.
Mike has a really good point. Clickbait Arch on the title of a story. That's very true. I work for a group who covers the entire SEC and now some other conference. And if Kirk Herbstreit said, it's hot in here. I need a glass of water. It was like, stop everything and write Kirk Herbstreit said, because he would get so many clicks just because of his name. The Manning thing still gets that. It still gets people to the top because you could be searching for the Manning cast and you could put Manning television. Who knows? Arch Manning's latest game at Texas might come up. So there is some SEO factor in there as well, right?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And you're right. It's now worse with like online media than it ever used to be. As far as, by the way, one of my first articles, whenever I first started writing college football, I got hold of the picture of Johnny Manziel rolling up a $20 bill in the bathroom in Vegas. And I just wrote Johnny Manziel and like, I knew that article was going to take off. And so I get how that works. But as far as, by the way, the coaches keeping him under wraps, I think Heupel likes, Heupel does like promoting his players, but he likes to do it just in the game, which is why he runs up the score a little more than he should. It's actually the reverse of Philip Fulmer. Remember when Philip Fulmer would drive the media train and the media hype behind certain players, but wouldn't try to beef up their stats in a game to do it? He just, you know, went to ESPN and said, I think Eric Ainge has many of the similar qualities as Peyton Manning.